Good morning, everyone. We're holding Siman Shinai and Beis. We are in the middle of Sivav, page 480. Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan, Mem Ches, or Mem Tes. Even though we just recorded like an hour ago, the previous year, I don't remember if we stopped by Mem Ches and Mem Tes, so we'll go back to Mem Ches. So the Mechaber discussed a case where you have a wall between two chatzeres. The wall is 10 tefachim high. If the wall is 4 tefachim wide, it's considered a separate reshus. It's sheared jointly by the chatzer A on the right and chatzer B on the left, and therefore you cannot carry from any house onto the top of this wall, or from the top of this wall into any of the chatzeres. I'm sorry, or from the top of the wall into any of the houses. Right, into any of the houses would be aser. Now, if this wall, however, is less than 4 tefachim wide, it's considered a makom patur. And since it's a makom patur, then you'd be allowed to take kalim from the house even and put it on top of this wall. However, you cannot then subsequently take it from the top of the wall into the next chatzar because it's also lahachlifam. You're not allowed to take something from a Rishus HaYachid to another Rishus HaYachid using. Or from, I'm sorry, from a Rishus HaYachid to a Carmelist, let's say, or two Rishus HaYachids that you cannot carry from one to the other due to Erev Chatzeres complications, using a Mokum Patur in the middle as a dropping zone. You cannot do that. It's actually a discussion in Siman Shin Mem Vav. It's actually a Machlekes. Over here, the Ramah seems to be Machmir. So let's see, Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot Mem Ches, Me'inei Rachav, Me'pachas Me'arba, Mokum Patur, less than four is considered a Mokim Ptor, and it's mutter to carry from the houses onto this wall or from the wall back to the houses. Mem Tes, Shalayachlifu, Hainu Lahalis Minabatim Ala Kaisel, to take something from the house to the top of the wall. The Lachzer Leridim Lachatzar Hasheni, then to take them down from the wall to the next Chatzar. Yishum Dilma Asila Fukila Hedyam Minabatim Lachatzar Hasheni, Belayanach has been time. It's like Xera, maybe you'll take it directly from one chatzar to the other without coming from one house to the other chatzar without putting it down in between. Even though earlier the Mechaber brings down two dais, over here the Ramah does seem to be Machmir. And if you look back at Siman Shin Mem Vav Sif Aleph, over there at the end of Sif Aleph, it just brings down Yesh Eisim Yesh Matirim, and the Ramah shtels to our Sif over here, where he seems to go with the Tzad Lahachmir. Okay, Zok the Mechaber Vayter. It is 1, 2, 3, 4, the fifth line in the Mechaber, the fifth to last word. Vimhoya Kaisla Gavaya Laachas Asara. If for one chatzar the wall is 10 tefachim high, for the other it's less than 10 tefachim high. Going, for example, the floor of one of these chatzeres is higher than the other, so for him, the wall is not a full 10 tefachim. Then we say in the Gemara, the terms are tashmisha bin nachas, or that the one who is tashmisha bin nachas, it's easier for him to use it. For him, it's less than 10 tefachim. We say it belongs to him and it's part of his chatzer, and he could take kalim even from his house and put them on the wall. Vasheni also the shtamish by af bekelim shishavsu, and the sheni cannot even put kelim shishavsu b'chatzer on that wall because the wall is considered completely belonging to the other person. And here it's a little bit tiefer. And here, if the guy in the chatzer, that for him it's 10 tefachim high, so it's not his wall. If he's going to start using it, even kelim shishavsu b'chatzer, now it's going to have the appearance of a joint wall, and now the first guy is no longer going to be able to bring a kelim from his house onto the wall. So I'm going to say it again. It's a tifa vart over here. We're discussing where the wall is 4 tefachim. So we have over here a 4 tefach wall, thick. It's 10 tefachim high. For the guy in Chatzar A. For the guy in Chatzar B, it's only 5 tefachim high because his karka is raised. So we say the person in Chatzar B, for him, is Tashmisha bin Nachas. So for him, we view the wall as his wall. He can now carry from his house onto the wall. The guy in the other chatzar, in chatzar A, for him the wall is 10 tefachim high. It's not his wall. So he cannot carry from his house onto the wall. Now what about carrying from his chatzar onto the wall? The chayra gagam v'chatzeris is rishas achas. Even without an area of chatzeris, he should be allowed to carry from his chatzar to the top of the wall. However, the machaber says he can't. And the reason is because if he's going to use the top of the wall, now the wall is viewed as a communal wall. And the other guy, and the guy in Chatzar B, who for him the wall is too short, he's no longer going to be allowed to take Kalim from his house to the top of that wall. So the machaber aval meiner rachav arba moto l'shteyan l'shtamish boy apman abatim afilo erev kol achas la'atzma. If it's not for tefachim, it's a makom p'tor. Anyone can put things on there, like we said earlier. So the mishnah brurah if katan non mutar af kalim l'mayik she erev la'atzma dem le'erev asim b'bayis l'chatzar v'kol shkelim v'chitza. That which we're allowing the fellow who for him the wall is less than 10 tefachim to carry from his house in the top of the wall is where there's an Erev in his chatzar for him and his neighbors. Or he's the only one living there, like the way I was saying over the case. For the fellow who, for him, the wall is less than 10 tefachim, it's considered like part of his chatzar. Af bekelim. Right, the guy who for him it is 10 tefachim high, he cannot even carry from the chatzar onto the wall. Why? Because the other guy is considered like his chatzar. If the fellow who the wall for him is 10 tefachim high, he's also going to use the top of this wall. Now the guy who for him the wall is less than 10 tefachim, who he was allowed to carry from his house to the top of this wall, is no longer going to be allowed. You can't have both of them using it. We give the rishus to use it for the person who for him it's easier to use. The Ebenezer is megal on this halacha because he says, which is as far as we would have thought to say, that at the end of the day, it's no different than any gag, chatzar, or karfif that you can carry from one to another. It doesn't change any particular status of anything. So Mamelo, the fellow who for him it's less than 10 tefachim high, he can carry from his house to the top of the wall. But the other guy who for him is 10 tefachim high, he cannot carry from his house to the top of the wall, but he could carry, according to the Evan Ezer, from his chatzar to the top of the wall, because why not? Chav gimel mutar l'shtein l'shtamish to have a mokum tor. If the wall is less than 4 tefachim thick, and it's a mokum tor, and avada, everyone can use it. Zaksev Zayin. Now we're going to discuss the next case. We discuss ways to connect to chatzeris. We discuss chatzeris that are separate because there's a wall in between them. Now we're going to discuss chatzeris that have a pirtza. Now they'll have to join together, otherwise they both cannot carry from their houses to the chatzer. Zokdim mechaber. Nifratz ha-koysel, if a koysel breaks, ad eser amis, hava hu ke-pesach, told an amis, it has the status of a pesach. V'hu shalei nifratz b'milui, as long as it's not completely broken down, and there are still some gifufim sticking out on the side, if anyone remembers the terms from Hilchos Mechitzes. If the pirtz is more than 10 amos, choshev b'chatzar achas, atzrichim la'arev yachad, now it's considered one chatzar, and they have to make an erev together. V'kol shekinim ein b'neim mechitza gavaya asara, atzrichim la'arev yachad, kol shekinim, if there's no wall to start with, they have to make an erev in order to carry. Zok the mishnah brurah of katan and dal, ad eser v'ad b'chlal, up to 10, including 10, if they want, they can stay separate. If they want, they can join. Similar to what we said in Siv Dalad with regards to a Chaloin or a Pesach. If there's no wall, even less than 10 Amis, we'll consider one congruous Chatzar, and we have to make an Erev Chatzaris. Then Zayin b'milua, if y'all came, b'ina she'yishtayir mikol tzad mashuhu, you have to have a little bit left over on each side, or four tefachim on one side to separate the two chatzeres. Otherwise, it's considered nifras b'miluay. You have to have a pas dalid tefachim and ten tefachim in height, or two pas mashus, one on each side. Then even if you're going to have five times the amount of what fell remaining of the wall, but if it's more than 10 amos, hakol chashav k'nafal v'ein zeh pesach al pirtza, it's considered as if it all came down, it's not a pesach, it's a pirtza, and you can't carry. Yachad dem erev kol echad la'atzmai oisrin zeh al zeh. If they're going to make separate a Reuven, they're going to aser on each other because there's a pirtza b'neihem. And also tzuras a pesach and makom a pirtza chashuk a pesach and ratzim a'arvin shnayim. If they want, instead of rebuilding the wall, they can just build a tzuras a pesach over there, like we saw earlier in Simin Shin Samach Gimel Siv Chavav. Tzuras a pesach will work b'chol gavni to separate the two areas, and then they can make separate erev chatzeres. Samachem ein b'neihem v'hu adin im kol machitza gavay asar atvachim. So too, another type of pirtza is where the entire wall is 10 tefachim high with no pirtzas. There's an area of 10 amos in width where the wall is dips below 10 tefachim. That's considered a pirtza gemura, and I'll have to make an area of chatzeres together in order to carry. Okay, now let's start sefches. Now we're moving on to, we discussed the three klalim in Sivdal, Hey, Vav, and Zayin, the klal of a Pesach and a Chaloin, or a Mechitza, Zetashmishi Benachas, Zetashmishi Bekasha, and we discussed also different types of pirtzes and all the associated halachas. Now we're going to discuss new, like creative ideas of how to create a connection between two chatzeres, and Sivches will start with the discussion of putting a ladder. And this is actually in the Ge'ah Halacha Lamaisa. This is the case that I mentioned a few days ago. During COVID, there was a minyan outdoors for Shabbos, and they needed a Sefer Torah. The Sefer Torah was in the house next door, and there was a mechitza between the 2 yards. And there was no hole in the mechitza. There was no Pesach in the mechitza. And then how are we going to get the Sefer Torah from the house by the neighbor till we're across to the next yard where they're having the minyan? And there was no option to make an Erev Chazeres. And to have the Sefer Torah be Shavas outdoors was not an option either, obviously. So what are we going to do? So they did was, they put ladders on both sides of the fence. So let's see the Mechaber. Look at the Mechaber. You have a wall between two Chazeres that's 10 Tvachim high for both Chazeres. The Hemet Eitzel HaKaisel Sulam Rechav Arba, and they put next to the Kaisel a 4 Tvach wide ladder. And so too on the other side of the wall, a 4 Tvach wide ladder. Afilo enu slum is zek and neged zeh, even if they're not directly opposite each other, if the ladders are not more than 3 tefachim apart from each other, it's considered the Pesach. Zok the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Samach Aleph, Shneim, Rachel Neymar, Mishnei Atzadim, Samach Beis, Im b'neim shleisha, Nechashibi zek and neged zeh. Then if they're within 3 tefachim, it's considered one opposite the other. Samach Gimel, Chashibi kapesach, V'mrotu ma'ar ven yachad. If they want, they can make an Eruv together. They can go from one chazah to another using the ladders. The ladders have to reach the top of the wall, or at least they have to reach within 3 tefachim from the top of the wall, like we're going to see going forward. Let's read a little more. The Mechaber says, let's say the ladders are more than 3 tefachim apart from each other. Then it depends. Because we view the thickness of the wall for tefachim as a place where it's a makim chashiv, you can stand in it and walk on top of the wall to the other ladder. If the top of the wall is not 4 tefachim thick, then since the ladders are more than 3 tefachim distance from each other, we don't view it as a pesach anymore, and it's not good enough to connect the two chatzeres. So the Mishnah verse of Kansa Makdalah Shleisha Tefachim V'hu Adin Afilim Hayim Muflag Tuva. They could be very far apart from each other as long as the wall is 4 tefachim thick. Adayin chashuv in kepesach, the kemishu rochev arba tefachim ba'ovyo, yinoyich leishtamish alav, yachal lahoylich misulim misulim derech hakeisel. You can go from ladder to ladder using the wall. Okay, so we're going to stop over here at Tivkot and Samach Vav. And this next page, Reish Mem Aleph, is Thursday's page. Thursday is Yachrin Shel Pesach. So either I'll record it Blineder on Rumpelnacht, highly doubtful because I'll be rumpling. Probably Friday morning we'll record this year and then we'll be all caught up. Sunday is still going to be a recorded year as I won't be back yet. And Monday we'll be back in the shul and Mirza Hashem for a newsman. Everyone should have a good yontiv. Chakosh v'sameach, a good yontiv. And we'll go weiter on after yontiv.